Cedric Muhammad.
So you, to me, you're wasting your time fighting gangs. You'd be better served in looking at the principles that the members espouse, ask them to live up to the positive in that. And I've never seen negative principles. Anytime I've had a person that's in a street organization explain to me what they believe in, I see the same principles that I find in religion, tribal groups. It's the same. So you just ask the person to live up to that identity and channel that force for good. You're not going to get out of this dilemma with any type of community development or urban renewal scheme that leaves young people behind and ignores the fact that there's a good reason why they are doing what they are doing, not going to school, joining a street organization, getting into a life of crime. I saw Jawi talk to a young person who was in a street organization who was explaining the actual rush that he was getting from the family, the fraternity, the brotherhood, and from performing certain acts that were of a negative nature. Jawi spoke right into that, the reason why he feels that way, how you have to manage that sense of exhilaration, that rush, that energy that you get, manage it and redirect it into something positive. That's so powerful right now. That's why another thing I forgot to mention, they take the arts out of the school. So you have young people that are being taught reading, writing, and arithmetic, but they're not taught any type of cultural refinement that would develop the essence of the soul, that would develop their cultural sensibilities, how to act. That's why I have a chapter on etiquette in my book. You want to talk business principles, you want to talk tax cuts, you want to talk about raising capital, but you won't talk about how to conduct yourself at a business dinner. Why it's important to wear or not wear something if you're trying to get a business deal done. I have a mentor, two chapters, me and my mentor are talking in my book. That's why Jawi's important. Listen, we'll be right back. I'll take a break. More of Brick City. Send me your comments. Even if you don't agree, you know how I get down. I don't mind. We can chop it up. We'll be right back. Cedric Muhammad Black Coffee Program. Good comments coming in. Send in your comments. I'm going to read them. I'm going to go through some more Brick City clips quickly. Here's one from Mayor Cory Booker speaking about America in an interesting way. He uses an interesting analogy. Brick City.
As a city, I'm very proud of the progress we made, but I'm also very sober because the challenges we have before us. And so we are the modern day freedom fighters. We are the people that have to somehow rescue what we claim to stand for. And if we do not, I'm going to find myself on street corners like I was last night, looking at another dead black man. If we do not, our nation will decline. It'll decline like the Roman Empire did, in violence and sort of an atavistic, cannibalistic way. And we will never rise to be the country of our grandparents' dreams.
Now, listen, I don't take words lightly. You all know that about me. That's a given. Mayor Booker made an analogy between America and the Roman Empire. Dr. Martin Luther King has done the same thing. What are you really saying when you say that? And to what lengths would you go to save that which is in decline, decay, headed for destruction? I'm just throwing it out there. If someone like Muammar Gaddafi or Robert Mugabe or the Chinese or Ahmadinejad came and said, look, we want to invest in Newark. We like the work of some of the activists, some of the businesses, the entrepreneurs. Would Cory Booker be able to accept that just as easily as he would accept investment from Europe or Asia? What if Chavez came calling? See, where's the strength, politically speaking, of the community that would be able to either force Cory to do that or give him the strength to do it if he didn't want to, or if he wanted to and just couldn't? Would it ever get that bad that you would actually let the Nation of Islam patrol neighborhoods in Newark with top-of-the-line budgets, or where you would sit down with the top Bloods, Crips, Latin Kings, MS-13, and work with them on a program to develop young people and then actually finance it? Would it ever get that bad? Or would the community get that strong ever that it would force that? Here's another clip. This is City Council city councilman, I believe, Charles Bell, speaking about Cory Booker, calling him a con artist.
My reason for running is to reclaim the streets in the city of Newark for the people in the city of Newark. My feeling is that Mayor Cory Booker has just about colonialized the city of Newark with all of his outside people. He's one of the most articulate, slick-talking, glib-tongued people. I'd say he's a good con artist.
All right, let me give you some more. Raz Baraka, again, I said this before. When I was at Rutgers University, some of the brothers that were very close to Raz Baraka in Newark that I went to Rutgers with me, I'm very fond of them to this day. I don't see a lot of them, but I had to say Facebook has actually brought some of us back in contact. But I was invited to speak to a classroom where Raz Baraka was the teacher, and I was so impressed with the way he ran the classroom. He even pulled me aside and showed me on one of the walls. They had a picture of either Minister Farrakhan or the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I was blown away. So here's Raz Baraka speaking to the school after one of the students has been shot. Shot but not murdered, I believe. Here's Raz Baraka, who's now principal, Central High.
When people send their kids to me, they expect them to be safe. Friday, they wasn't safe. And I feel responsible for that. A student of ours was shot. Hakia Green is his name. By the grace of God, he is doing okay. But none of us deserve death. A fight, an argument, a disagreement, is that terrible that you deserve murder? What kind of sickness have you learned? Now let me tell you the repercussions of all of this. Besides the fact that the football games was canceled, now you got Cranford High School, who we supposed to play because the game was canceled on Friday, today saying they don't want to come to Newark because Newark is not safe. So we got to go out, try to go out there and play the game. So what, we can't have any home games now? That's not normal. This is not normal. I want you to know it's not normal. You living this life like it's normal. It is abnormal to go to school, to talk about your friends dying, to not be able to walk home safely from school, to be jumped every other day, to fail everything, to live in squalor, to have people's parents coming outside fighting with them in the middle of the street. This is not normal, to be going to the hospital every other week, to be wearing t-shirts that say rest in peace, to be writing rest in peace on the wall. This is not normal. It's not normal. Nobody else's children do this. That's why Cranford don't want to play football in Newark. They're not coming down here because we acting like we damn crazy. And don't take it like, because it's happening, that mean you tough. It only mean that you oppressed. And our job, override oppression? Huh. Moment of silence. Put your head down.
Now, when is enough enough? And when, and this is a word to those who are very ideologically oriented. I call you all ideologues because it's more important for you to be right in an argument than it is to be effective in reality. Now, some of us are just dead. Some of us are ignorant. Some of us do not know. We're crazy, as Raz Baraka said. Some of us are crazy. Some of us are savage. We have lost the knowledge of ourselves, living a beast-like life. So those of us who have that kind of knowledge and consciousness, when are we going to decide that it matters more to be effective in changing the reality than it is to be smart or winning an argument? So I want to take my book, just as we've done with business and building, and given it that focus, I want, to me, the greatest area where I can help to promote entrepreneurship is among the homeless, the previously incarcerated, those who are in street organizations, especially those in street organizations, because they have a lot of the principles of group economics. So I have a chapter in my volume one, where we talk, I just did a whole chapter on kinship systems, group economics as practiced by Jamaicans, Jews, Chinese, Japanese. But let's get back to why certain options and alternatives are not on the table. This is probably one of the most unsettling scenes in Brick City. There was another when you saw Jawi reacting to the death of suicide of one of his homies. That was very touching. But in addition to that, there was a town hall meeting that Cory Booker, the mayor of Newark, and the police chief were at, where the community went off. I want to play that. There's something that I don't like about it that I want to make clear, but I totally understand where the righteous indignation comes from among the people. But again, when is enough enough? When are you going to stop depending on the police department to do something that you can do yourself? And I'm saying not even without money. Go and get that damn budget. Say, we want 10% of the police department budget for these neighborhoods, since you all won't, it's proven statistically that you will not police them and protect us. Give us 10% of the budget and we'll do 8 neighborhoods. Trial period, 1, 2, 3 years. You're not getting our vote, you're not getting our money, you're not getting our cooperation until you give us some of that budget to help us train young people and others to protect our community. There will never be community development where you do not have security. That's why all the development happens downtown. I done dealt with this for years. I know it like the back of my hand. 48 counties, upstate New York, I dealt with this. I know it inside out, from the government schemes all the way to the rhetoricians, the ideologues who talk economic development, don't do a damn thing. So I know how this works. Here's the audio from Brick City, the town hall meeting that broke my heart.
Someone was killed in front of my store on Chadwick Avenue. And there's been a shooting on Chadwick every other day for the past 2 weeks. And there's no police presence. And the young guy that got shot on Friday, if it was officers on that corner, they probably would have not done a drive-by.
It's not as simple as putting a cop on every corner. That just doesn't work, because you know what? It might move it to the next corner, or the corner after that, or the corner after that.
Yeah, you don't have to have it on each corner, but you know the hot spots, like right. You said. The hot spots, Chadwick, why can't someone stay there? Hot spots, Muhammad Ali, Irving Turner Boulevard, someone needs to be there. I mean, come on now, our kids are dying. Forget about us. We're here for our kids.
We're trying to prevent the next incident. We're not ready to say that we've won any battles. Fact of the matter is, this is an ongoing battle. And we're going to keep fighting.
Mayor, I thank God for the good that you have been doing, but it is not enough. It is not enough to have a police director that says we don't have the successes. That's what we're looking for. You pay him big money, don't you? Sign his check. We're looking for some successes. Children dying like that. I'm just sick of it.
You want to string the police department up? Let me tell you, 2 years ago, this month, we had 100 murders in the city of Newark. This year, we've got 50. It's not success, but it's progress. You want Gary McCarthy to go? He's got job offers from just about every major city in this country, because everybody says, well, I'm sorry.
I'm not waiting for no mic. I'm not listening to no more. Don't tell me to be quiet. No. You don't let the mayor control the tip of this meeting. This ain't this meeting. How many more body bags? And McCarthy, answer the question. Answer the question to these people. You punk.
Okay.
You should be quiet. Now I'm answering the question.
Folks.
Our kids are not safe going home. That is the primary reason that you should be here. If you're not here because the kids are not safe, then you came on the wrong night.
As Principal Baraka just said, now is the time to come together and stand up for our community. I am not going to be the mayor that tells you all the things I'm going to do for you without demanding that we take back our streets. The children shooting children right now are not from the suburbs. They are our children. It's not Washington, D.C.'s problem. It's not Trenton's problem. It's not City Hall's problem. It's our problem in the community. And we've got to start stepping up.
There's so much I could say about that. Very true what Mayor Booker said, but would Mayor Booker do what I'm saying? Give, if it's our children in our community, give the money right to the people. Give it to the Nation of Islam, give it to the churches, give it to those who get grant money to work on, to work around the edges. Give it to some of the ex-offenders, some of the street organizations that have proven that they are trying to do something constructive, the former drug dealers. Give it to the people who really know how to work on the problem. When are you going to do that? And I'm not saying Cory Booker should do that by osmosis. Where's the community forcing him to do that? You want to go and shout down a police chief and a mayor when you got the power right in your own meeting, right there, to solve the problem. This goes on in every community. You start whining and giving legitimate criticism, very powerful, clear evidence that these people don't care or they don't know what they're doing. It's either one or the other. Either they don't care or they don't know what they're doing. So how long are you going to wait for them to care? And how long for them to have a heart? You can't give a beast the heart of a dove. And how long are you going to wait for them to admit they don't know how to fix the problem? You giving up votes, you giving up money. You make that the litmus test. Let me read your comments. Some of these are dealing with Shark Tank too. I'll go through them quickly. I'm a little backed up. Jawi himself tuned in. Says congrats on the show set. Keep it up, bro. Thank you very much, brother. Samuel Souvenir, double S, my partner. He says, I love the dynamic between Robert and Kevin on the show Shark Tank. He's talking about two of the sharks. Kevin comes across as harsh and focused almost only on the deal. And Robert seems more compassionate to the entrepreneurs than most of the other sharks. If you don't know your worth before you go into that tank, they can rip you to shreds with that valuation and the offers that they give. Madrice from Edgewood, Maryland says, did you design a high school curriculum yet? Cedric Muhammad High, where the deals go down. I'm just saying. Thank you, Madrice. I'm actually going to do a second book on entrepreneurship for young people sometime next year. Amilcar from Lauderhill, Florida. He says, greetings and love, my brother. I am now in the sunny state of Florida. I have left the grind of ups and downs and now building my own digital media company with my partner. Amilcar says, you are so right about Cory Booker and the corporate dollars. I'm sick and tired of old schoolers bitching about those who are at least trying to make a difference while they romanticize about back in the days. It is a new era. Let's step our game up so we can build what we claim we want. Let's build. That's why I called our community business and building. Somebody just sent me a message about would Cory Booker do what I suggested about privatizing the police force so that the community gets money for patrols. He said he's not going to do it without a unified group of sober-minded people to make that demand. Shane from Houston, we've been talking about weight loss. I lost a lot of weight last month. Shane from Houston says he lost 20 pounds after surgery from a jaw fracture. He was robbed and beaten for $5. Again, if you've lost a lot of weight in a short period of time, I want to hear from you today. B-Side Banger, he says this has already been done. The Nation of Islam did it years ago, laughing out loud. MJ, the wonderful MJ from Houston. MJ says, my team, www.in-cert.com, insert.com and I, we have spent the last 6 months to a year positioning ourselves to make precisely that demand here in Houston, Texas. We are months away from having all the I's dotted and T's crossed to make our proposal undeniable. Stay tuned. So folks in Houston trying to work on getting that budget in the community to do police work. Jabir from East Orange, New Jersey says, Cedric, that sounds good with the civilian police force. And it makes sense and it is logical. Newark even has a special police with that in mind. How do you educate a population to understand their society and when they get the understanding to still be relevant? That's a big question. It's one of the things I'm trying to do with my show. We deal with economics. We deal with geopolitics. We deal with music and motivation. We deal with the streets. We deal with the suites. We deal with the block. We deal with the boardroom. I'm trying the best I can over here a little bit. Psy Honor Devotion. That's Psy Honor Devotion from Bridgeport, Connecticut. He says, I'm loving the show. Jawi is inspirational, Cedric. And there are two other books for the youth to consider, and they are How to Hustle and Win and Rap, Race, and Revolution. How to Hustle and Win and Rap, Race, and Revolution, and both of them are written by Supreme Understanding, and you can get them at www.hustleandwin.com. hustleandwin.com. That's from Psy Honor Devotion, Bridgeport, Connecticut. Thank you for tuning in. Any more comments, send them in. Big subject with me, community development. I've been involved at the at a federal level, government level, local, community, private sector. I'm convinced that entrepreneurship holds the key. It's not just job training or you know, programs that give people jobs. You have to take the principles that people learn on the street, and you have to ride in on them as the basis of community development and economic empowerment. I've done it before. I can go in front of any group of people on the street, whether they're getting money, drug dealers, hustling, selling mixtapes, gang members, quote unquote gang members, and I just ask them what they believe in. You can take those principles. Some of the folks that you are condemning are practicing group economics better than you are. Chapter 3 in my book. Hold on, let me pull it out. The only thing I don't like about my book is it don't got that strong new book smell. The ink's so strong you get a contact. For some reason, they don't have that. So as I said last week, maybe for $1 more, you all will pay me to spray my book so it will give you that strong ink smell or that new car smell. Yeah, little things matter. Chapter 3 of my book, Volume 1, I spend a whole chapter on group economics and kinship systems. And all of you all crying about not being able to get a bank loan, that's normal. The greatest entrepreneurs and ethnic communities never created wealth by getting bank loans. They went to their family and friends. They practiced principles. I go through that in detail in my book, The Entrepreneur's Secret. Let's build some more on Brick City if you want to talk more. There's one thing about the documentary that was left out. I'm going to talk about that next hour. Final hour of the hottest show in the diaspora. Listen up.
Cedric Muhammad.
The teacher's job is to bring out good habits in the pupil and to get rid of bad habits. He does that through frequent repetitive thinking, and he does that by creating clear and distinct images that are easy for the pupil to retain.
Oh, does he now?
Yes. Now let me tell you something about the education system, Poppy.
Go on, then.
The education system produces left brain prisoners. Do you know what that means?
I do, actually.
No, well, I'll tell you. The left brain, our brain has two sides, the left brain and the right brain. The left brain, keep going. The left brain is information, data, it's dead. The right brain is individuality, it's where the soul lies. And the education system, it works like this. I will give you a worldview. Right. And if you repeat my worldview, if you reconfirm my worldview, you will pass your exams and you will go higher and higher and higher, and you will become a policeman, a magistrate, a lawyer, a general, a politician, and you will be happy and you will succeed. But if you think for yourself, if you think outside of the box, then you will be unhappy and you will fail. That's how the education system works. Hey.
You are tuned in to The Watchman, Cedric Muhammad, on the Black Coffee Channel. Cedric Muhammad.
Still on the bloodline is surely like this. Approaching of a UMC is purely hypeness.
A fact,
so I mention it again and again.
It's not necessary.
Those who comprehend my message very clearly, but not all over way of translucent. Throw your hands up, for the man's up, who's it? Invaders on my fruit basket, throw a casket, meaning done away.
See the flux run away.
So as a UMC, I ask myself, who could be the leaders? Resembling the stars out of fall.
Well, it's you, Haj G.
And as I find the coolness in me, at a whim, who would freeze blue cheese? Spin a 360 on a runway stop, and hear many more than just one stick.
U-N-I-D-R-S-A-L.
Go on, cause we gave them all one thought to grow on.
You are tuned in to The Watchman, Cedric Muhammad, on the Black Coffee Channel. Cedric Muhammad.
My method is apparent. I see clearly this world's transparent, so I'll reach down deep, deliver salvation to the hands of the weak, the meek, the mild, then tame the wild. Cause that's how I'm styled, the wizard of rhyme. My symbol is AU, in layman's term gold. So watch me shine through. A new zoo review coming right at you. And you, Kim is coming through. I grow on because my strength is that of two. And rhymes of both, the beat must be my crew. A mental ingredient, all of which is alarming. Not bombing, better said disarming. If I disarm ya, I neutralize your weaponry to make it more appropriate to deal with me. And then I give you one to grow on.
You are tuned in to The Watchman, Cedric Muhammad.
I think
Black
that I can
Coffee
explain
Channel.
It better to you if I sang it for you.
Muhammad.
Grow on this when you're feeling kind of small. Grow on this to get through life more. Grow on this to have fun for the creators. Grew and grew, and when the time came, played the old flow short. Now we get to the port of authority. You and I versus the majority. Here's what we're looking at here at the count of three. Let's hit a UMC cheer.
Cedric Muhammad.
UMC is the new way of being. Grow on this to make your life seem great. Grow on this and take control of your fate. Grow on this until you finally understand. Grew and grew, and now the boys are you, man. Beside the shoreline, think about your woes. Read the whips and waves, identify your foes. Then realize in this instance of existence, there's great resistance to the minds that mix this. Yes, I've made things known, but then again, I'm on the down low. It's obvious because I'm at the show that I rule on three planes of reality. Universally, mystically, conceptually. And in due time, you may find that I'm living in the world of my design, and I give you one to grow on.
Cedric Muhammad, you are tuned in to The Watchman. Cedric Muhammad on the Black Coffee Channel. Tuned in to The Watchman, Cedric Muhammad, on the Black Coffee Channel. Cedric Muhammad.
In case you missed it this weekend, there was an unusual summit of 30 South American and African leaders. The so-called South-South Summit was held in Venezuela, and it was led by the country's president, Hugo Chavez, and by Muammar Gaddafi of Libya. It addressed a range of concerns, from hunger in Africa to the economic crisis to climate change. Gaddafi suggested creating a NATO of the South and calling it SATO. Chavez cited a new era of unity between the continents as his country signed agreements to work on oil projects with at least five African nations.
Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez made diplomatic inroads in Africa on Sunday at a summit of South American and African leaders. President Chavez offered Venezuela's help in oil projects, mining and financial assistance for the continent. The Venezuelan president and Libya's Muammar Gaddafi led a 30 leaders in agreeing to strengthen South-South ties at the two-day summit.
Flanked by the likes of President Robert Mugabe from Zimbabwe and Lula da Silva of Brazil, summit host and Venezuela's socialist leader Hugo Chavez looked in his element as he heard a plethora of proposals to promote poor nations' global clout. The two-day summit on Venezuela's sweltering Margarita Island in the Caribbean came right after the UN General Assembly and the G20 summit and was intended as a counterpoint to Western dominance of global institutions. On specifics, President Mugabe and Chavez proposed greater cooperation on exploration of resources like minerals and oil. President Mugabe said Zimbabwe could offer minerals and agriculture products for oil and technology.
Our countries are still basically agricultural in Africa. The transformation, qualitative transformation through industrialization has been difficult. Difficult because there has been greater reliance on the very powers that colonized us yesterday. And they have not wanted really to see us industrialize. We have been rewarded in our own way, in his own way, the Lord Almighty. We have lots of minerals, diamonds, gold, platinum, even uranium. Chrome, nickel, iron, asbestos even, copper, and so on and so forth. But though that is wealth still underground, we want it to come onto the surface as wealth, as money. And as an association of this nature, within the global family in which we find ourselves, would assist us tremendously.
Seven South American leaders signed an agreement to create a regional development bank with $20 billion in startup capital, and President Chavez offered to help create a South-South bank with African countries in the future. The leaders also signed a final document late on Sunday covering cooperation between the two continents and urging reform of global bodies like the United Nations and World Bank to give poor countries more influence.